Welcome to the Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. I'm here today with Beth Dunaway to talk to her a little bit about Vanderbilt's Weight Watchers at Work program. And Beth is the Weight Watchers at Work contact at Vanderbilt. She's also a participant in Weight Watchers at Work and a testament to the success of the program. The first thing I wanted to ask you is, how many locations do we currently have, to your knowledge, at Vanderbilt?
Right now, currently, we have 6 different locations, and they meet on different days at different times. We have 3, I think, that meet all on Wednesdays at noon.
Who is Weight Watchers at Work really designed for? Who do you recommend it for?
Anybody that needs to lose weight. Weight Watchers criteria is you have to lose at least 10 pounds for your size and frame for anybody, male, female, anybody.
I've noticed that it seems like it's mostly women, but it's definitely recommended for men, too, I would
imagine. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I know lots of folks that have participated in Weight Watchers at Work, and it seems like it's been a huge success for almost everybody that I know that's participated in it. Can you talk a little bit about what it is about Weight Watchers that's different than other weight loss programs and why you think it's so great?
Well, Weight Watchers was designed by some women back in the early 60s that wanted to lose weight. And they couldn't do it on their own, so they decided to start meeting at one of the ladies' houses in the basement, and they started sharing recipes, and they put a scale up, and they started recording their results, and they found out they were having better success by this group environment. I think the reason that it works so well in a work situation is, for one thing, it's one less meeting after work or on weekends that you have to hit. So you're able to hit it while you're at work. And then the best thing about it is these are people you work with and you get to know them, and they become a real genuine support group for you. They're all going through the same thing. So everybody kind of mends together because we're all here from Vanderbilt, and it just makes it a little bit easier to go through that weight loss journey with a bunch of people you know, as opposed to doing a regular meeting where you might know somebody, you might not. And it just kind of melds it back together a little better.
Can you talk a little bit about what it is about the actual content of the program that helps people to live a real life and not a life of dieting?
The best thing about Weight Watchers is I found I eat real food. If I want chocolate, if I've got the points in my day, I can have chocolate. If I want ice cream, same thing. They balance your meal program with an exercise program. And the best thing about Weight Watchers also is you don't have to exercise to lose weight, but they encourage you to exercise because it helps you to lose weight faster and you tone your body better. So when you're losing weight, you can feel the differences faster because of the exercise. But they teach you real things like using a tennis ball to represent a cup of vegetables or using a CD as a piece of bread so that you can get figures of things to look at to say, oh yeah, that's what I need. You use the palm of your hand to say that's how big of a piece of meat I should have. There's just all kinds of little tricks that they give you to be able to help you when you're outside away from your group that you can say, okay, that's how much food I'm supposed to have.
So it's more real life things that people can use once they aren't really going to Weight Watchers anymore,
right?
Or whether they, when they want
to. Well, you always go to Weight Watchers because you have a lifetime membership. And once you achieve your goal weight and become a lifetime member, Weight Watchers requires you to go weigh in once a month. If you miss your monthly weigh-in, then you have to pay $10 the next time you come to weigh in. But their big thing is, as long as you keep coming to meetings and that, it'll help you keep your momentum up to keep the weight off. So that's the other good thing about Weight Watchers compared to other programs that are out there. They have a maintenance lifetime plan that they can keep you on. They want you to keep the weight off. They want to help you get it off, but they want you to keep it off too.
I love that philosophy. The last couple things I want to ask you, what if a Vanderbilt faculty or staff member is interested in starting a program in their own department? What do they need to do, and what are the criteria for doing that?
First off, they've got to get 14 people that are willing to pay. We can't have lifetime members because they don't count as our numbers because they're not paying members. But we need 14 paid people before the Weight Watchers will even send a leader out to talk to us. Once we get 14 paid people, then you can contact me and I'll contact Weight Watchers' main office and get them in touch with that person. And then they'll come out and they'll give you an introductory meeting and then they'll get you set up with your own session going.
So a person has the option of maybe starting one in their own department, or if they would like, they can join another group that's already established here at Vanderbilt.
Correct.
Can you speak for a second about how Health Plus has gotten involved in the Weight Watchers at Work program?
They've just been great with promoting Weight Watchers to begin with. But in the last year, they are offering now to employees that pay for a 10-week session a $25 credit. So if you join Weight Watchers, it costs $120 to join, and then you go to the Health Plus site and log in there and register for the credit, and then Madeline Garr from Health Plus contacts me and says, this person's applied for the credit, are they in a Weight Watchers group? And I verify with the groups that yes, indeed, this person is in a Weight Watchers group, and they give you your credit. Now, the credit is not just a one-time only. It's every time you pay for a session. So you don't just get it for the first session that you join. If you don't lose all your weight in the first session and you have to go pay for a second session or a third session or a fourth session, you get that credit every time you pay. Once you hit goal with Weight Watchers, you no longer are paying to be a Weight Watchers member. So then you're free. Unless you gain your weight back and you have to come back, well, they give you a special rate for being a lifetime member, but they don't charge you full price.
Beth, thank you so much for your time and for all of your commitment to the Weight Watchers at Work program here at Vanderbilt. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to know more about Weight Watchers at Work locations currently on the Vanderbilt campus, you can go to healthplus.vanderbilt.edu and see which locations are currently being operated. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.